Okay, good morning. I just wanted to make sure you all appreciate how I'm always on time. So I figured one time, let me come late. I got into my car at 8:07. Van Wyck, I was expecting traffic, but they closed the George Washington Bridge on me. And then we had Triborough, there was, but Baruch Hashem, not that bad. Okay. Well, today we're going to discuss in Hilchos Brachos. I still wanted to get back to a couple things in regards to Osa Maaseh Breishis, as far as seeing the oceans and things like that, but we're going to hold off on that for now. Have a sponsor? Okay. Sponsor anonymously. Appreciate it. Thank you. Today we're going to discuss the halachos of Kedima in Brachos. You all know that when you have more than one food in front of you, so sometimes they both have the same bracha. So we're going to discuss, which food do you make your bracha on? You have two foods in front of you. Both of them are mezonos, or both of them are ha'etz or shahakal. So how do you decide which one do you make your bracha on? Also included in the same thing is, let's say you have two foods in front of you that are different brachos. One is mezonos, one is ha'etz. One is ha'etz, one is hadama, one is shahakal, and one is something else. So which one do you make your bracha on first? So let's take each one separately, but the reason why there is this halacha of kedima, of a sequence in brachos, is because that is all part of the kavod of the bracha. When we make a bracha, we try and maximize the honor given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's many halachos in regards to that. Many halachos that I'm sure you all know. If you're holding a food in your hand, so you should preferably hold the food in your strong hand. If you're a righty, you hold the food or the spoon or the fork in your right hand. Or if you're a lefty, you hold it in your left hand. But that is all part of the kavod of the bracha, to maximize the honor of the bracha. Because brachos are an expression of praise to Hashem, and it should be arranged in a manner that the honor is maximized. So let's take it step by step. First, let's discuss the order of the bracha. So what makes one bracha more important than the other? I'm sure you know that Hamotzi is first, and we'll go through it step by step, just a little bit as a review, but what makes one bracha more chashuv, more important than the other? Anybody know? What makes one more chashuv than the other? The answer is, the more specific the bracha is, that makes it more important. And it's just like a compliment that you give to another person. You eat by somebody's house, let's say, thank you very much, everything was delicious. It's a nice compliment. But if you say, especially the kugel, then first of all, you know that's the one thing that they bought in the store. But besides that, then you know that that is the highest compliment, is when you have something more specific. The most specific bracha that we have is Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. We're not leaving anything vague. Lechem was specifically saying bread. That is why Hamotzi is considered the highest form of a bracha. Shahakol is the lowest bracha, because that's the most general. Shahakol Nia B'dvaro. Everything is by Hashem's words, and that is why exactly B'dievet Shahakol works for everything. That's halacha that you all know. Shahakol works for everything. Why? Why? Because it's the most general. But because of the fact that it's the most general, that makes it on the lowest level of a bracha. So the highest bracha is mezonos. Is hamotzi. Next is hagafen and mezonos. We'll see which one comes first. But second and third, as far as being the most specific, tied for second and third is mezonos and hagafen. Fourth and fifth is ha'etz and hadama. We'll have to see which one is really more specific, which one is more chashev, the ha'etz and the hadama. Those are fourth and fifth. And sixth, as we already mentioned, is the bracha of shahakol.
Yeah, but we came up with the brachos.
The chachamim came up. The chachamim came up with the brachos, and the more specific they made the brachos, that's what makes them more chashev. That's what makes them more important. Okay. That is as far as the brachos is concerned. There's another consideration. Besides the brachos, there's the concept of what we call the Zayin Minim, the seven species that Eretz Yisrael is praised over. It's a pasuk in the Torah. When I teach in a class, I write it on the board, because it's important to have the bracha, the pasuk in front of you. It's a pasuk in Akev. It says, the pasuk says, Eretz Yisrael is a land. Eretz chita, se'ira, is wheat and barley. Chita, se'ira, ve'gefen, which is grapes. Te'ena, is figs, virimoin, and pomegranate. So that's five right there. Eretz chitas oira v'gefen te'ena virimoin. Eretz zeis shemen udvash. It says eretz again. Zeis shemen, which is olives, olive oil. Dvash, which literally means honey, but we know that it's referring to dates. So that is the order of the Zayin Minim, and we'll see that something that is from the Zayin Minim is considered more chashuv than something else that is not from the Zayin Minim. If Eretz Yisrael is praised with those seven species, so obviously these are more chashuv than other foods, and we'll see as far as the order is concerned, there's also going to be an importance to the order of the pasuk, and especially how the pasuk is written. But as far as Eretz Chita Sa'ir V'Gefen Te'ena V'Rimayin Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash, so the order is like this. It's not just simply 1 through 7, there's a halacha that I'm sure you know of, that since it says Eretz twice in the pasuk, one for the first five, one for the next two, so the count starts over by the second Eretz. So Chita is first. You write down the pasuk in front of you, you have it in front of you. Chita is number one, because that's first to the first Eretz. Second is Sa'ira, because barley, that's second, it's really part, it's a satiating type of food. So that's number two, right after Chita. If you have a cookie that is made out of wheat and a cookie that's made out of barley, you should make the mezonos on the one that's made out of wheat. Number three is olives. And the reason why olives is three, even though it's sixth in the pasuk, is because it's first to the second Eretz. Even though Sa'ira is second to the first Eretz, but Sa'ira is considered more chashuv because it's a satiating food. So third is the olives, because it's first to the second Eretz. Number four is dates, dvash, because that's second to the second Eretz is dates. Number five, the rest is easy. Number five is grapes or raisins, because that is the third from the first Eretz, grapes. Number six is figs, that's te'ena. And last is rimoin, that is a pomegranate. So far we've discussed two considerations, the bracha, Hamotzi as opposed to Hadama, or Hadama as opposed to Shahakal, that's number one. Number two is something that comes from the Zayin Minim, and we discuss now even in the Zayin Minim itself, there's an order. And number three, a third consideration, is the following. You have two foods, and let's assume that the first two considerations are equal. They're the same Bracha Rishona, and they're both not from the Zayin Minim. Okay, keeping it simple. Numbers one and two are not a consideration. The third consideration we need to talk about is what's called chaviv, something that is more beloved to you. If you like one more than the other, that gives that food a chashivus. Now we'll have to see, of course. No, the same bracha. Let's say they're equal as far as the first two considerations. They're the same bracha as each other, and they're both not from the Zayin Minim. So to keep it very simple, we'll have to see, like you just pointed out. Let's see when we have a clash. One's from the Zayin Minim, but the other one is Chaviv. We'll have to get there. That's where it gets complicated. This is nothing. First is the order of the brachos. Next is the Zayin Minim, and then the Zayin Minim itself has an order in it. Number three is what's Chaviv. What is more beloved to you? There's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say one is normally more chaviv to me, but right now I'm in the mood of the other one. Let's keep it simple for now. You have one that is more beloved to me, and I like both foods. If I didn't like the other food, I wouldn't be eating it. I'm not talking about one you don't like. You like both of them. But let's say I like strawberries. Strawberries are hadama. I like strawberries much more than carrots, let's say. So if I've eaten the both, not from the Zayin Minim, they're both hadama. So I have a strawberry and I want to eat both. If I don't want to eat both, I don't have to eat both of them. But if I want to eat both, the strawberry and the carrot, then we say that whichever one is more chaviv. If I like strawberries more, so I would make the hadama on the strawberry. If you like the carrots more, you would make the hadama on the carrot. That is consideration number three. Consideration number four is which one is a shalem, which one is whole. Now we'll get to other considerations, but these four are the main four. Which one is shalem? So let's keep that example of a strawberry and a carrot. They're both hadama, they're both not from the Zayin Minim, and I like them both equally. I like them both equally. I don't have any more of a preference, more one over the other. So if one of them is whole, let's say the strawberry is whole, and the fact that I take off that leaf, you know, on top, that green, that doesn't make it no longer shalem. That's not the edible part. The strawberry is shalem, and the carrot is cut up carrots. So the carrot is not shalem anymore. I should make my hadama on the strawberry because that one is shalem. So these four considerations are the top four considerations. We'll get to other ones later. Those are not as important as far as which one's bigger and other things, but these four are the main ones. The order of the bracha, one's from the Zayin Minim, one's not from the Zayin Minim, and even in the Zayin Minim itself, we have an order, Chaviv and Shalom. Yeah. Definitely not. Once you take your bracha and you swallow, you're allowed to start talking. We said, I think we said already, b'di'evet, if you started talking before you swallow, you don't have to make a new bracha.
But you should,
definitely not. Once you swallow one bite of your hadama was chal on something, it landed on something, you're allowed to talk. You don't have to eat again. Fine. So now that we have these four considerations, let's take situations where they combine and you have one over the other. Yeah.
If you're having a meal and you've got, let's say strawberries are going to be a dessert, but it's all on the table at the same time.
So we'll get to, very good. We're going to get to desserts. We're going to get to when it's a certain normal way to eat it in a certain order. We'll get there. It's a very good point. We'll get there. So, like this. Let's discuss first. We're going to try to keep it in order as simple as possible. We're going to discuss now cases where they clash. Which one of these preferences is more important, these considerations is more important than the other. So first we're going to discuss cases where you have two foods in front of you that they're the same bracha as each other. So consideration number one is not relevant. You have two foods that are the same bracha as each other, and I want to eat both. We need to know which food do I make my bracha over. So we set an example of the strawberry and the carrot, but now we need to get a little bit more complicated. So we're talking about foods that now that have the same bracha as each other. So the halacha is like this. The two foods, same bracha, if one of them is from the Zayin Minim, and the other one is not from the Zayin Minim, then you make the bracha on the Zayin Minim. Let's say they're both ha'etz. I have an apple and I have a pomegranate. And I want to eat both. I should make my ha'etz on the pomegranate. Meaning if they're the same bracha as each other, the first consideration after that, the most important, is the Zayin Minim. And in the Zayin Minim itself, we said, let's say I have a date and a pomegranate. So we said, which one comes first? We said already that the pomegranates are last. The dates would be before that. So that's easy. You have the Zayin Minim. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Zayin Minim comes before the other one, even if the other one is Chaviv. Even if, let's say, I have a pomegranate and an apple. I love an apple. I like an apple much more than a pomegranate. But still, the pomegranate is from the Zayin Minim. That goes first. Also, even if the other one is Shalim, and the one from the Zayin Minim is not Shalim. So the Zayin Minim wins out over Chaviv. It wins out over Shalem, and it wins out over something that is both Chaviv and Shalem. So if I have cut up grapes, or cut up dates, or pomegranate, I make the ha'etz on that food, even if the other one is Chaviv, and the other one is also Shalem, Zayin Minim comes first. If both are from the Zayin Minim, the same from the Zayin Minim, or they're both not from the Zayin Minim, meaning consideration number one is not a factor because they're the same bracha as each other. We're talking about now, they're the same bracha as each other. Consideration number two, let's say they're both not from the Zayin Minim, or they're both grapes, or they're both the exact same food from the Zayin Minim. Then all that's left is Shalim and Chaviv. Shalim goes before Chaviv. In this situation, where they're the same bracha as each other, the same bracha as each other, first we go to the Zayin Minim. If the Zayin Minim doesn't tell us because they're both, let's say, not from the Zayin Minim, that's the most common situation, then you do the one that is Shalim. You have an apple and an orange. You have a whole apple and the orange is already sliced up into the different pieces. You make the ha'etz on the Shalim, even if the orange is Chaviv. If they're both Shalim or they're both not Shalim, then of course you go to which one is more Chaviv. But Zayin Minim wins out over Shalim and Chaviv. When you have Shalim against Chaviv, Shalim, the one that's whole, wins out over Chaviv. Do not think that this is no big deal, and this is just extra special as far as which bracha that you make. The Mishnah Berurah says something that a lot of people do not realize this halacha. And the Mishnah Berurah says the following. He says, by these four considerations. We're talking about the same bracha as each other. They're both ha'etz, an apple and an orange. So we said already in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos that even if you don't specifically have in mind the other food, if it's normal to continue eating like that, then you don't have to make a new bracha on the other food. You remember we said that about in the shiur about Hesach Hadas? If it's normal, I come home, I have an orange, and then maybe I'll take, you know, some almonds, I take something else. It's normal for me to continue eating other foods. Over here, if you made the bracha on the wrong one, you made the bracha on the one that wasn't chaviv, and you were supposed to make the bracha on the chaviv, says the Mishnah Berurah, it does not cover, your bracha does not cover the other food, unless you specifically had in mind the other food, meaning you forgot which one comes first. So, but you specifically had in mind, I'm going to eat this other food with the same bracha rishayna. If you specifically had it in mind, then it's covered. Or, says the Mishnah Berurah, if they're the same exact food. You have two grapes. One of them is cut up, and one of them is not cut up. You should have made your ha'etz on the one that's not cut up, the one that's whole. So, by mistake, you made the one, the ha'etz, on the one that's cut up. But since they're the exact same food, they're both grapes exactly, then we say, b'di'eved, that works. But otherwise, says the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see some exceptions to this as well, we'll get to, I think it's probably what you're going to ask, but many times it will not cover the other food. A person needs to know these halachos as far as if they're the same, sorry? Your ha'etz that you made on food number one, if you want that ha'etz to cover food number two, if you did the wrong order in Kedim and Brachos like we're discussing, it will not cover it unless you specifically had it in mind or it's mamish the same food. You had a question first?
So didn't we learn that like generally the way we eat, we make a bracha and it covers like anything under that bracha?
That's in a standard situation where you did not transgress any issues of kedima in brachos.
So didn't we say like, let's say you make eitz on an apple,
right,
and then you decide after you want to have an orange, you want to have...
Right.
Wouldn't that fall under the same thing?
No.
But here we're saying an exception. Normally you would, but if that orange is...
No, it was kind of that we always just have in mind that this is going to cover whatever ha'etz
on the... Ah, okay, fine. But that's in a standard situation. But if you did not specifically have it in mind, then this halacha kicks in. It's not considered as if you specifically had that in mind. We say your stam das, as we call it, is on whatever I'm going to eat. But I didn't specifically have that other food in mind. We'll see shortly if the food's not in front of you, other food was in the refrigerator, then you don't have to worry about kedima and brachos. But generally, but if not for that, they're both in front of you, and you didn't specifically have in mind that other food on the counter. You have to know if it goes with the rules that we've been saying now of kedima and brachos.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Okay, so let's say fruit salad. So we had said that if fruit salad is not cut up very, very small, then it's not considered a tarubet,
okay. Well, as far as a kavatafel, you mean?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So let's say you have blueberries are always whole, grapes are always whole, you don't normally like cut them up.
Okay,
you
good.
Specifically take a blueberry or a grape?
Everything there is ha'etz? So far we've been talking about everything is the same bracha. I haven't spoken about what's different brachas than each other.
Most of the time it's not, but let's say this time it's all ha'etz, because most of the time there's melon or whatever.
Okay.
That's what's normally
so they're all ha'etz. Let's say the grapes should be first, right? It's a Zayin Minim, so the grapes should be first.
You have to look for that one.
So you should definitely take the grape out
and
first.
There's whole blueberries, but no grapes. You have to look for the whole blueberry. Blueberry,
you should have the shalim first. Preferably, you should have the shalim. If they're all not from the Zayin Minim, preferably you should have the shalim first. You're talking about cases where it wasn't an ikar v'tafel combination.
Right.
I've had a question all my life, and for many, many, many years, I've been wondering if you have an ikar v'tafel combination, do I still have to go with the halachos of kedim and brachos? It's just a salad. They're all hadamas. Do I have to take the pickles first because I like the pickles, or do you say that the hadama is tafel to the other hadamas? That I'm not sure. Fine. Okay. That, yeah.
I just really go back to Hasei Chadas, but I just forget. If I'm eating dinner and I make shahakal on the chicken, and I totally do not have a drink in mind, but I always...
That's normal.
Drink.
You definitely do not need to make another shahakal on
I
the
don't.
Drink. Because
but
that's normal. You have your supper and you have your dinner and you're going to be having drinks. That's totally normal. You made a shahakal. The shakal is included.
Okay.
That's not for sure.
Okay,
that's
right. How about now, like if you're cutting up like vegetables, you're making a salad, and like the first thing you cut up is the cucumbers. Now you have these vegetables on the counter because... You wash them, they're all ready. But the first thing you cut up is the cucumber. So, of course, you want to take the cucumber first. So you have to think, well, I actually like tomatoes there.
Yeah, before you combine it, for sure. Yeah, for sure. You
no,
should
but
have.
I'm saying
they're all in front of you. You should make the hadama. They're all hadamas.
But they're not, like, ready. Like
The tomato's always ready. I'm saying, if you want to
no,
cut it up, you want to cut it up.
I don't think that's
an issue. Very quickly.
Let's say you have olives and dates. You can't make a bracha and eat them at the same time. Like, what if you have them like together?
make the bracha on the olive first.
It's another shaila I've always had. Let's say you take two foods at once in your mouth. Is that, did you accomplish, did you accomplish the one that's chaviv? Because I didn't take the one that's not chaviv, but I didn't do the one that is chaviv. The best is to take separately. Right, okay, so that's what we've just been talking about. Now let's discuss a different case. Till now we're discussing whether they're the same bracha as each other. Now let's say that there's two foods that are different brachos than each other. So I have two foods in front of me, different brachos than each other. I want to eat both. Again, we're talking about where you want to eat both. If you don't want to eat both, you don't have to eat both. But if you want to eat both, which one should I make my bracha on first? Now we're talking about where they're different brachos than each other. You all know that hamotzi comes first. Like we already said before, we listed the order of the kadima in the brachos. Hamotzi is first. And then we've already discussed that once you make the bracha on hamotzi, chances are you don't need to make a bracha on the other foods, unless it's a dessert type of food, fruit. We discussed that already. But once you make hamotzi, anyways, you probably wouldn't need to make a bracha on other foods. But hamotzi, of course, comes first. Next comes mizonos. And then comes wine. The reason why mizonos comes before wine, even though as far as specific is concerned, the Chazal tell us that they're basically the same as far as how specific they are, but mizonos comes from wheat and barley. Wine comes from geffen. So because of that, the mizonos comes first. Even if it's rye, spelt, or oats, we say that's all a subcategory of wheat and barley. So anything that's mizonos, not rice, but anything that comes from the five grains will be second, and then comes wine. That is why when you make Kiddush Shabbos morning, you cover, or Friday night, you cover the hamotzi, you cover the mizonos, because really hagafen should be next. The Pais can tell us, yeah, also Shabbos morning, when you're having just Kiddush with Mizonos, you should cover the Mizonos, because Mizonos really should come first. But because of Kiddush, we make the Hagafen first, the same as Friday night. Really, they should go before Hagafen. Kiddush is different, so not to embarrass them, whatever the pshat is, so we cover it. Mizonos, then comes wine, and then comes rice. After wine comes rice, even though rice is mizonos, but rice is not from the Zayin Minim. As far as specific, we say mizonos and hagafen is basically the same, and therefore rice will come after wine. No, hamotzi, then mizonos, then comes wine, and then comes mizonos. Yes, and after rice will come the Zayin Minim. And this is what it's discussed, even though rice is not from the Zayin Minim, but, and you have a date or a pomegranate, but we say that mizonos is considered more choshev than ha'etz. The rest of the Zayin Minim are ha'etz. Mizonos has more of a kedima over ha'etz, even though the ha'etz can be from the Zayin Minim, and rice is not from the Zayin Minim, but it's mizonos, so mizonos comes before the Zayin Minim. Now what we need to discuss next is ha'etz and hadama. There's a big discussion in the Mishnah Berurah and many of the Rishayim and Achrayim, which one comes first, ha'etz or hadama? There are those that say that ha'etz always comes first. Ha'etz always comes before hadama. The Mishnah Berurah does not paskin like that. So if I have two foods in front of me, ha'etz and hadama, I do not automatically make the bracha ha'etz before and eat that ha'etz before the hadama. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Mishnah Berurah paskins the following. Two brachas in front of you, ha'etz and hadama. As far as how specific they are, we said before, they're basically tied. They're basically tied for fourth and fifth as far as how specific they are. Even though ha'etz is a little bit more specific because it comes from a tree, and hadama is just all the ground, and b'di'evet hadama works for ha'etz, that's why some rishonim hold ha'etz as first, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin like that. Ha'etz and hadama are basically the same. So says the Mishnah Berurah, what you need to go to next is, believe it or not, over here, the Zayin Minim does not come first. As far as ha'etz and adama, I have the ha'etz, let's say I have grapes and a pineapple. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what comes out over here, it's a different order. And there's a whole lumdus why that's the case. But here there's a different order. You have ha'etz and adama. You do the one that is chaviv first. Here you do the one that is chaviv first. You have ha'etz and adama. Grapes and, let's say, and strawberries, right? So I love strawberries. And grapes, yeah, I like grapes, but I like the strawberries much more. I make the hadama on the strawberries first. Over here, when it's two different brachos than each other, ha'etz and hadama, so it's different brachos, but they're tied. Even if it's from the Zayin Minim, a grape is from the Zayin Minim. Over here, by two different brachos that are tied, ha'etz and hadama, here chaviv comes before Zayin Minim. Chaviv comes first when it's two different brachos. Yes, this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Right. Here, and we said Chaviv is last before. Here, Chaviv is first. If you have two brachos that are different than each other, you go with the order of the brachos. If the brachos are basically tied, even though they're different than each other, but they're basically tied, which is only by Ha'etz and Hadama, then we go with the one that is Chaviv. After Chaviv, then you go to Shalem. After Chaviv, you go to one of Shalem. So let's say the strawberry and the grape. And I like them both equally. So there, I do whichever one is Shalem. Let's say the strawberry is cut up, or the grapes are cut up. Then whichever one is not cut up, then you do the one that's Shalem.
If
you love them equally, then comes Shalem. Last is Zayin Minim. So the order over here, when Ha'etz and Hadama, is Chaviv, Shalem, and Zayin Minim. Different than before. Before we were talking about whether the same bracha as each other. Then the order was Zayin Minim, Shalem, and Chaviv. And you think I'm a genius that I know it by heart? It's just because I've taught it so many times. You need a chart. When maybe I should have had, like we had by Hanania and the Rabbanan, we had a chart by Shehiya and Chazara, and so maybe I should have had a blackboard this time. Oh, that's a chart. Okay, great chart. But what over here, when it's different brachos than each other, but they're equal as far as how specific, it goes with first is Chaviv, then comes Shalem, then comes Zayin Minim. Those of you who want to look it up, it's discussed in the Piskei Tshuvos, why that's the case in Piskei Tshuvos, Ha'ara number 21, in whatever siman this is, Reshit Aleph, I believe. Those listening on Torah anytime. But that is the order of Ha'etz and Hadama. If all of these are equal, they're equally Chaviv, they're both Shalem, or both not Shalem, or they're both not from the Zayin Minim, then you do the one that is Ha'etz. Since there are some that anyways hold that Ha'etz is always first, then, as a last resort, fine, if everything else is equal, we will go to the one that is Ha'etz, and then Hadam. Is it confusing? Yes, it definitely is confusing. But this, I think I made it as simplified as possible, but that is the halacha. In regards to, you have two foods, different brachos than each other, you go with the order of the brachos. If they're the same bracha as each other, mamish, both mezonos, or both ha'etz, or both hadama, then first goes with the Zayin Minim. One of them is from the Zayin Minim, one of them is not. Or in the Zayin Minim itself, they're both from the Zayin Minim, you go with the order of the Zayin Minim. Then comes Shalem, then comes Chaviv. When they're this different brachos than each other, but they're equal as far as specific, which is basically ha'etz and hadama, then you go with Chaviv, then Shalem, then Zayin Minim, and last but not least, you go with the Ha'etz over the Hadama. Hold on 1 second, and I get to your question. There are a couple of exceptions, which will help you a lot with what you were bothered before. There are two situations where you do not need to worry about Kedima and Brachos at all. Maybe you guys will try to do this on purpose, so you don't have to worry about it. But the two situations where you don't need to worry, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't need to worry about Kedima and Brachos whatsoever. Two situations. Situation number one is where the other food, the second food, is not in front of you. Is not in front of you. So let's say I have pretzels in the cabinet. The cookies are on the counter. They're on the table already. I know good and well I want to have mezonos and I want to eat the cookies, but I know that I'm going to eat the pretzels afterwards. I do not need to worry about the halachos of kedim and brachos. Is the pretzel whole? Is the cookie broken? Which one do I like more? I don't have to worry about it. If the other food is not in front of you, you do not need to worry about the order in the brachos. Even though you know you're going to eat it. The apple, you know that there's an apple in the refrigerator, and I'm eating something else that's ha'etz, and I like the apple much more, and the orange is already cut up, and the apple is whole. If the apple is in the refrigerator, I know it's there, I know I want to eat it, I do not need to worry about which one I make my ha'etz on, because it's only if both foods are in front of you. I would think that if, let's say, I come home, and my wife says, okay, here's supper, and the rice is on the counter, the chicken is still on the fire, and the salad is on the table, I would think that that's considered all in front of me. I look around, and maybe I can't see it all in one eyesight, but the chicken's right there, the rice is there. Yeah, I would have to make the rice, the mezonos on the rice first, and then I would make the hadama on the salad, and then I would make the shahakal on the chicken, because they're different brachos than each other. The order of the brachos is always what's first, unless they are equal as far as specific. Hold on 1 second, I know there's questions. The second exception where you don't have to worry about the order of brachos is what you pointed out before. Let's say you are served chicken, steak, whatever it is, so that's shahakal, and that's your main, and the person puts the dessert in front of you now already, a piece of chocolate cake, that's the dessert. Or, like you said before, a fruit cocktail, that's ha'etz. So, the dessert is, let's say, mezonos or ha'etz, and my main course is only shahakal. Like we've been saying, shahakal goes last. Over here, if it's normal to eat it in a certain manner, you have the main course, and then you have the dessert. So if you wash, that's a whole separate halacha, but let's say you have nothing to do with washing. My shahakal is my main dish, and then a mezonos is last. Let's say I'm having chicken and salad. So shahakal and hadama, so I make the hadama first, but the mezonos is in front of me. Again, if it's not in front of me, anyways, I don't have to worry. But the mezonos is in front of me, but that mezonos is a dessert. The halacha is that also you do not need to worry about that order, because that's just normal to eat it like that, and you're not obligated to eat it in a different order than is normal because of Kadima Brachos. You could eat it in the regular order. Very quickly, a couple questions. In the back, you had before?
Yeah, my question was, when you gave the order of two foods with different brachos, and you said that the Zion Minu comes after rice.
Right.
So then what example would that be? Because then you said with Ha'etz and Hadama, it wouldn't be Zion Minu.
Right, because rice is mezonos. So since rice is mezonos, mezonos will go before any of the Zion Minu.
So you said after rice comes Zion Minu. So what would be an example of that case?
Of rice and the Zion Minu? No, of which case?
When you said the next bracha you would make is the Zion Minu.
Right. So let's say I'm having
what
grapes.
What are you comparing that to?
The grapes. Let's say I have rice and grapes. That's what I'm having.
To the rice?
I have rice and then grapes.
You were compared to
right, rice and grapes. So then you would do the rice first. Let me just finish a couple other halachos. I'll take your questions afterwards. I'd rather not go over time. Besides these four main considerations, these are the top four: the order of the brachos itself, the zayin minim, chaviv, and shalim. There are other considerations included in kedim and brachos. If all of these are equal, these four are the main four. If you have a situation where these four don't make a difference, they're all not from the Zayin Minim, they're the same bracha as each other, they're both equally chaviv, they're both not shalim, or both yes shalim, let's say the first four are all equal. You don't have to worry about the first four. The Pais can tell us there's other considerations to include in Kedima brachos. They're not as important, and if you make the wrong one, you don't have to make a new bracha. But other considerations are, let's say you have food and drink. Usually only negeya by shahakol. You have, let's say, a drink of apple juice and the candy. You want to have both of them. You should make your shahakol on the solid, on the food. It's considered a little bit more chashiv. It's not like those top four, but it is considered a little bit more chashiv to make your shahakol on the food as opposed to the drink. Again, if you don't want to have a drink, you don't have to have a drink. But if you're going to have a solid and a drink, let's say in your situation, you're having chicken and a drink, and you come to your supper table and the drink is ready there, you should make your shahakal on the chicken, on the food, before you make the bracha on the drink. Even if the drink, if the drink is more chaviv, then no, that goes first. Okay, right, so I'm talking about what we said, those first four considerations are equal. They're equally chaviv. If you don't have any of those first four considerations, then you go to these other lesser considerations, food and drink, you do food before drink. Also, if you have a few of the same, let's say you have a few grapes, right? They're all equally chaviv, of course. Let's say they're all shalem, and they're all food, of course, and they're all the same bracha. You should choose the one that is the nicest and the finest one of them. Let's say one of them is a beautiful grape from Costco, and the other one is like a smushed grape, and you'll eat it. Again, if you're not eating it, it's not even an issue, but you're going to eat it, but it's a little bit smushed. So there you should make the ha'etz on the one that is beautiful and perfect. You have two peaches and you want to eat both of them. One of them is a little bit smushed. One of them is perfect. You make the bracha on the one that's perfect. If they are equal, they're both equally perfect or equally smushed. So then you make the bracha on the bigger one, whichever one is bigger. If they're basically not, they're both basically the same size, then fine, then there's really no other consideration after that. It's also negeya by chocolate chip cookies. They're both whole, but one of them is a little bit burnt and one of them just came out perfect. So you make them, you want to have both. You make the mezonos on the one that is perfect. Preferably also, one last halacha, when you have only one food, you're only eating one food, you have one pretzel, preferably you should make the bracha while it is still whole. A lot of people you know, they break it first before they make the bracha. Preferably, you should make your bracha while it is still whole. Sometimes you need to break it. You want to see if there's bugs inside, if it's a certain type of food like that, or you want to see what's inside. Is it chocolate? Is it coconut? You want to see what's inside. So fine, you're allowed to break it open. If you need to, the place can say then to put it back together again, at least hold it together like that, so that's a little bit more chashuv. But preferably, you should make your bracha when it's still whole, and then you don't want to bite into it. Let's say it's a huge carrot. You're embarrassed to bite into it, but make the bracha when it's whole, and then maybe after you make the bracha, then you break it.
So you shouldn't cut a piece of chicken before you make it?
Preferably not. Chicken, you have to know, is chicken considered a whole? You know, that's a shayla. Is chicken a whole? Yeah, after all, if you think about it, it came from a live chicken. It's really not a whole anymore. I would say probably there's such a thing as a whole piece. You know, like a whole half and a half of a whole. So there's a whole piece. Preferably, you should make your bracha.
What about,
you know, if it's too far in advance because it's very hot and you have to blow it, then by the time you make your bracha, it's a good 5-6 seconds till you eat it. Maybe it's better to cut it first. But those, that's another consideration. I'm happy, Baruch Hashem. I think we finished everything we need to as far as that. Perhaps this was the last shir in Hilchos Brachos. I do believe we've covered everything. I think this is shir number 11 or 12 as Hilchos Brachos. I think we covered a lot. Maybe next week, next time, Bez Hashem, maybe we'll get back to the Lama Tesmalachos. We still have to do Tzad and Hashaycha. I am Bez Hashem. I'm not going to be able to give this year in the summertime. I think we discussed with a couple people. Bez Hashem, I'm going to try out to be a learning rabbi in Camp Nofesh. We'll see how it goes for the first time. So once Camp Nofesh starts, then we're not going to be able to have classes in the morning. But Mitz Hashem, up till then, and I would love to be able to continue next year after the summer's over.